Blog Talk Radio.
Something tells me that you're the kind of guy that I should make a move on.
I get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a shot show if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet. I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is your 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was a Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna see.
You are listening to the 30 Plus WTF Show. With Malika.
I like the way you be with all that personality. But I got flavor too. You need to go with me.
Hey, good evening. This is Malika and Brittany, and we are the 30 Plus WTF Show, where we talk about what is necessary. Hey, Brittany.
What is up, Malika, my love?
Girl, too much is up. What's going on with you? Yes.
Honey, I've had a wonderful day.
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's get our what's up?
No, nothing. Let's get our people on here. I'm excited.
I know it's going to be a great show tonight. I've been looking forward to it all day. I look forward to this show because not only do I learn so much from the show, each and every show, but it's just a good feeling. So, yes, let's get the show rolling here.
Yes.
Let's get our resident, community activist, Lonnie Wilson on, who always brings the fire and the wisdom, and we have the greatest amount of respect for this man, for what he's doing in the community. Welcome to the show, Lonnie Wilson. Hey, Lonnie.
Well, thank you, ladies. How are y'all doing?
Hey! We're great. How are you?
So I think we're in trouble tonight because it's Brittany's turn. I'm shaking in my boots and driving, so it's going to be real interesting.
Uh-oh. No, it's not like that. It's all love. No.
You know I know that, Brittany. You know I know that.
I know you, right?
Brittany, you know we need wine with your drinks. Like, Lord, she got me diving into the abyss of my soul. Like, okay.
I know. I need you to
think about
dig
this.
Deep into the depth.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
And you know, being a producer, it's my job to listen to the people out there, and our listeners have really been taking in the information with every guest that we've had on, tackling all the issues that are going on in our community, police brutality, gun violence, you name it. You know, we've been hitting it with all different perspectives. I mean,
right?
You've heard us. What's going on there?
I know. I don't know. That wasn't me.
Okay. I mean, we've been tackling everything, and the listeners have really been getting a lot of great information from it. But one of the things that they've really been enjoying is Brittany's thought-provoking questions at the top of the show.
That's so hilarious to me.
She hits us with these questions that, you know, she doesn't tell us what these questions are before the show starts. So, yeah, we're hit with them. Me and Lonnie, and we're like, okay, let me think about that, you know. So the listeners love it because it leads them to think about, you know, it leads them to some self-reflection, and that's always good. So I said, why not have a What's on Brittany's Mind Monday? And then I thought we should have,
That makes me laugh because it's like you have no idea
what's on
Brittany's
mind
it
Monday.
Is. Y'all have no idea what's running around in this brain right here. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Girl, I know. It's fascinating, though. It's fascinating. And then I thought we should invite.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you know what? I'm literally the questions I ask you all every week is something I actually think about all the time. It's things that run around in my brain. Probably why I don't. Sometimes I can't sleep because I'm like thinking about stuff. Like I'm always trying to make Brit the best Brittany ever. You understand? Like I'm always trying to improve on myself because that's how you keep. I want to get better. I want to be better, and in fact, I want to be the best me. So that's what I'm thinking about. That's why I ask you these questions. That's where we are.
All right, I love it.
That's what we're doing.
I love it. And I love that it gets our listeners out there to ask themselves those questions so that they can be the best that they can be. So I'm loving it.
Sure.
I thought it would be a great idea to invite the people on as a special guest co-host for the What's on Brittany's Mind Monday, and so that they can have. And tonight, our special guest co-host is a career chef out of New York, but he resides here in Chicago now. Brittany and I. Yeah.
Man, I didn't know he was a chef. Oh. I'm sorry. Brittany will be quiet. I'm sorry. Alicia, go ahead.
So, you know, Brittany is crazy. So I really wanted to get into what the people are feeling, what they're hearing, what is it that they want to say. And this young man, Brittany and I met him in Hyde Park after attending a meeting on the South Side last week. And when he approached our table, we were like, all right now, okay. You know,
hello, how you doing? How you doing?
right. So, ladies, he's
Malika did that. I didn't do anything, y'all. I just said
Ladies, he's pretty interesting to talk to.
So we're gonna blame all that on Malika, right?
She's gonna blame it on me, right?
I just said hello and thank you. Hi. Like, I just said hi. Like, that's it.
Right. Okay. But, ladies, he's a... Lonnie's like,
Lonnie, I am so shy. You have no idea. I can't even say that with a straight face. I'm sorry.
Brittany, ain't no way in heck you're shy. I can't believe that. So don't start.
Like, I couldn't even say it with a straight face. And I'm so glad you cut me off with that. Like, I don't even believe it.
I can see your face turning red, and you probably can't turn red, and I wasn't even there.
Actually, my face does get red a little bit, but don't be like that, Lonnie. Don't be like that.
Lord, but anyway.
I'm sorry to interrupt your introduction. Frank, usually these are like this. Malika is the queen of introductions, but I am effing it up right now. So I'm going to be quiet and let her finish. Go ahead.
He was quite interesting to talk to. And ladies, Jesse's single and chocolate and fine and got a head on his shoulder.
Yummy.
So,
I'm sorry. Should I add to that? I'm sorry. Oh, my thing was on mute. Wait, I'm muting myself.
Like, let's bring this intriguing gentleman on to the Third Plus WTF show. Welcome to the show, Frank Jackson. Welcome, Frank.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Y'all look.
All right.
Y'all crazy. Y'all got me blushing over here.
You better stop with this deep voice right here. You better stop it right now. How you doing, Frank? It's so good to hear from you.
Yes, likewise, ladies. Likewise.
Thank you
good
so
to hear
much
voice
for joining us. We appreciate it. Little did I know, I didn't hear the chef part when we were talking to you. But now
what
I'm really
you,
excited.
What?
I didn't hear the part
what
about
we,
the chef.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that was... That was part of
that
the
was part of what
where was your head at?
Let me tell you, it was two margaritas in. It was two martinis in because they were half price on Thursdays. Y'all got to check it out. It was two martinis in. That's where my head was. And I was trying.
Okay.
I was getting sober because I had to drive, so it was just two martinis in. So
and the crazy
I have
part is they always try to blame the brothers for being like that.
See? I don't blame anybody for my non-listening because I was looking. I was not listening. Because he is a cutie pie, y'all. I was really, I'm telling you the truth. I was sitting there. I heard part of it. I heard earmark. I heard you use the word. See, I heard, ooh, let me, ooh, Brittany. See, y'all make me, like, say stuff.
Hey. Y'all got me.
Brittany.
Y'all are getting
I heard a whole bunch of stuff, but I missed the chef part. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's all right.
I might have to hire a private chef. Anyway, okay, let's get started, y'all. Okay, so I have serious questions, and then I have, you know, fun questions. But let's start with a serious question because I'm really scared. I need to hear from all three of y'all. What the hell are we going to do if Donald Trump gets elected? Like, what the fuck is really going to happen? I'm, like, scared. This is making me afraid. And I'm seriously, no joke, like, going to be part of the black shit. I might have to, like, pack my shit up and leave because I feel like why was I stupid enough to think that things were not different, not, you know, rainbows and butterflies, but not as bad. But then you see these people, they're like, Trump is going to make America great or white again. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, America's never really been white. They're, you know, they just came and took over. So let me hear from all of y'all. What are y'all going to do? What is the plan if Trump gets elected? Malika, I'm just asking you first, but I don't know. Whoever wants to go.
Lonnie, Frank, you all, go ahead.
Well, I see y'all want to start trouble, right? I see y'all want to start trouble. First of all,
Frank, Lonnie's angry, and I love it. So go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Trump is a trick that America is trying to play on itself to show the real anger and the real feelings of a very large part of America. You know, white America does this really great job of kind of hiding its true feelings, and they let certain people express their true feelings, and Trump is that person. And, you know, what white people are really afraid of is that the world is becoming increasingly black. And no matter what they do, the world's going to become black by hook or crook, unless they do something really drastically differently. Black people and people of color are going to be the largest thing on the earth.
But they already are, I think.
Now to an extent that it's something fearful. You got to understand, white people have used every single nationality and culture for their own benefit. And, you know, I always tell people to read the book Germs, Guns, and Steel, because they'll understand that, you know, Tasmanians, I always say this, there's not one Tasmanian left because the Europeans decided to kill them all. So now what's happening is they have the fear that these people that they've dogged out for centuries are going to come back and kind of get some retribution. And what they don't understand is we're the people who, you know, created the concept of God. And we're really not into trying to destroy them. We actually want to live with them, but there's going to be a real serious question coming in the next couple of years. So, and they have to face, you know, it's like if you go to the bathroom somewhere, you can't expect not to smell the smell, if you get my drift.
Yeah. I love that. When you say that,
Frank,
I'm sorry, Frank. Frank, go ahead.
No, go.
So my opinion on the matter is I think we honestly are thinking too hard or too deep into it. I honestly don't see it as being such a reason to be scared, I guess, just because I honestly respect people that say how they feel. And from what I've heard, he's been pretty honest. And in my experience, most politicians lie to your face and do what they're going to do regardless. And this man is telling you where he's coming from, and he's pretty upfront and frank about it. He's pretty upfront and frank about it. And I mean, I don't see our situation as black people changing dramatically at all. I think we are in a position of helplessness regardless in this country. And, you know, we got to figure our own way out. And whoever's the president, it's just going to be what it's going to be. You know what I mean? Whether he's black or white, they're not going to let so much happen under a black rule, and it's not going to change under if it's a redneck rule. You know what I mean? It is what it is. That's just my opinion.
I like it. Thank you, Malika, my love.
Well, I'll say this. When he was talking about running, I know everybody around me was like, oh, it's just entertainment. He's not going to go anywhere. He's just playing around. Trust me, it's not going to happen. But in my gut, I felt like, nah, something is up with this Trump thing. Something is up. I think he's going to go a lot farther than what y'all think he's going to go. And sure enough, here he is. And I think what the people are loving about him is the fact that he's honest. It's like watching Fox News. You know, they're just telling you straight up what they think, what they plan on doing. You know, you can watch Fox and know what a racist person is planning on doing or what they're thinking. But on the other channels, you really can't quite figure out. You try to decode what they're saying. You know, like, wait, are you on our side? Are you not on our side? I am terrified if Trump gets in the office. I am very, very terrified if he gets in the office, because the people that he will have around him, they will be in office for, 30 years, and these are people that want to cut off, you know, as we're getting older, we're 30-plus, WTF, you know, we're 30-plus.
Right.
You know, so the people that don't care about people who are not wealthy, people who are of color. And, it's as we get older and start approaching retirement, you know, it's terrifying. I'm like you. I am concerned. I'm scared, but I almost feel like what Frank was saying, like a helplessness, because it just feels like it's going to happen to us. It's just going to happen. But that fire in me is like, no, we got to fight. We got to fight.
Right.
We got to do something, because we can't let this to happen to our kids and to our grandkids, because it's about to get really ugly. And I remember back in the day, you know, I used to attend these meetings, these organizations, you know, I won't call out the name, but they pretty much predicted what's actually taking, I'll just go ahead and say a Nation of Islam. They actually predicted what is taking place right now. And that
right
we
now,
need to tap
wow.
Tap into our own resources and have and be able to stand on our own, because it's going to come to a new world order. And that whole new world order, you know, people saw that as a conspiracy theorist type of conversation. But if Trump gets into office, I see that new world order coming to fruition. I see it. I see it. And I'm concerned. I'm worried about my nieces, my nephews, their children. I am concerned. That's where my head is.
Well, I tried to stay really, really silent while you said that, but this new world order that everybody's so worried about has a little bit of color to it. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that, you know, 3% of the world owns 90-something percent of the world's wealth. And for it to be,
right.
for it to be, for there to be any type of real life on Earth, people can't hoard resources and money at that level. And the problem is that what's happening is that people are not, and this isn't just black people, so we need to get off that. People are realizing that they've been robbed for generations and that a certain small sect of people have controlled the resources and dollars. And people aren't going for it anymore.
Right.
And the problem is that the people who have the arms and the ships and the tanks, they're the people who own the resources. And the question is, will they share it or will they destroy the world? And that's really the question.
Right. I want to throw this. I want to throw this statement out that I heard when we went to this meeting. There are two ways to obtain power: by force or by finance. Take it or buy it. And I feel like you're saying,
I agree.
The whole world is coming to this idea that either by force or by finance, you can obtain some type of power. And the point, I think the point is we all need to have our, we all need to have the power at least over our own finances, our own food supply, our own basic necessities. That's where I am with it. Which leads me to my next question about buying black or buying in your neighborhood, your community, or your ethnicity. I live on the north side of Chicago. I live in between two very distinct parts of town. There's straight, five, six blocks away from me is straight India with the dot, not the feather. And then two, three, four blocks the other way is straight Jewishville. Let me just say that. I live in between these two places. And these families and these communities are straight, like everybody you see is part of that community. And they're fine with you coming into their community and buying, but they are staying in their community. And where is like the black-owned part of the city? Somebody tell me that. Where is that? Oh, wait, there's not.
Lonnie, Frank.
What do y'all think about that?
Okay, what I'll say is this. You know, the African-American people have to realize that our combined wealth, we would be the third largest country in the world with our combined wealth. We don't, and your,
sure.
your other guest is really right. We don't have to ask anybody for anything anymore. The days of asking is over. The problem is that we've got to get rid of the mindset that they've created inside of ourselves, that black businesses and black bodies and black minds and black thought are not just as, you know, well regarded and as responsible as white. And they've actually put an imprint into black people that have made us doubt our very selves. And unfortunately, the real war is inside of our heads. Because here you have this radio show. It's just as good as any other radio show. So is any black bank. So is any black car salesman or house salesman. Our problem is that we've got to realize that on a really basic level. And until that happens, we're all going to have a little war to go.
Frank.
Hey. I'm listening to everybody's opinion. I really just think, as a black community, we have so many internal issues that we need to deal with. As far as just living together amongst ourselves. Like, never mind who's president. Never mind who's in office or who's calling the shots or who owns shit. We seriously have some deep-rooted self-hatred issues amongst each other. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And if we don't get to the bottom of that, nothing else even matters. You know what I mean? Because there is no us. It's like a bunch of individuals. We're not together on pretty much anything unless it's something to do with an injustice to our people. You know what I mean? We get together for that, but we don't get together for the basics, the what's going to have us be a better people. And that's what we need to figure out up there.
I agree.
I definitely agree with that. We have some issues to work out within ourselves, within our own community. I see, you know, we went to that meeting last week at the Nation of Islam. They had welcomed all faiths to come out. And, you know, mm-hmm. it was beautiful to see that they were building their own Costco-type store. Building their own Costco-type store so that over there on 79th and Halsted, where people can come and buy in bulk, and they're teaching people to garden and farm to raise their own food so that we're not relying on the grocery stores. And, you know, it was just beautiful. I mean, they have this stuff already in action. It ain't just talk. They already have it in action,
right.
You know, encouraging people to invest in black banks and just seeing how powerful we can be just on our own. And, you know, and I find it interesting. I got attacked by some non-black Americans who are like, well, you're trying to divide. You're trying to separate. Well, no, I'm not trying to divide or separate. In your community, you know, you all stick together and stand strong and have your own banks and your own, you know, worship centers and your own this and that. And nobody's criticizing you because it's beautiful, because y'all sticking together and y'all making things happen. And you have a choice when you want to include other people. Well, we want that too. You know, we're building that too. So I just find it interesting that we get criticized when we band together and
mm-hmm.
become powerful with our own resources, our own economics. Then we're racist and we're prejudiced and you're not being inclusive.
Right.
You know, I was like, really? Wow. Like, we can't do what you've been doing for ages? We can't do that?
Right.
So now we're all of a sudden dividing the nation and you know, whatever the case, but I am all for us becoming just that strong community where we can't rely. I love that like P. Diddy built a school. You know, I would love to see more of that. I would especially with Chicago having 50 schools shut down. I would love to see, you know, the wealthy, they come back and build some schools here in Chicago. That would be just absolutely beautiful. And I'm not saying all this to separate us from anybody, but we have a lot of power when we come together, And like Frank said, you know, we got some issues we need to work out amongst each other when we're competing against each other or putting each other down or whatever the case. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand it. I hate that it happens. But when we do come together, it's powerful. It's absolutely powerful. And that's what I have to say on it.
Thank you for saying what you had to say on that. I appreciate you, Melissa. I love how you ended it. All right, y'all. You know, okay. You know, that was the serious half of the show, y'all. So thank you for that. Discuss amongst yourselves. Now we're going to get to the nitty-gritty, as they say.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know what that means.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know what that means. I just said that. I'm not certain what that means.
Uh-oh.
So I'm totally going to flip the script, if you will. Can y'all tell me what makes you, I don't know if you've done this, Malika, because I don't really do it, but you menses that are here with us today, Lonnie and Mr. Frank, the chef. Yes, sir. What makes you approach a woman? Like, what about them that you see? Because you don't know them. You don't know who they are. You don't know if they're, like, psycho. You don't know anything. So what is it about the person's persona, their I don't know, their outfit, their face, whatever. What is it about a person that makes you approach them? And, Malika, if you do this, hey, I want to know what makes you approach a dude. But I approach by saying hi. I'm like, I don't say, hey, you want to go out. Like, I've never done that. But tell me what attracts you to somebody initially that makes you want to talk to them.
Wow.
I'll tell you mine first because I asked the question. I love, like, straight teeth. good smiles. I don't know. I have a thing about teeth. I don't know why. But I love people who have really good body language, like they look open. And then I think as I've gotten older, I have like feelings about people. If I feel negative about you, I leave you alone. If I feel like negative vibes coming off of you, ambulance. I leave you alone. But I just love when I feel that somebody looks positive and feels positive and feels good about themselves. Mm. I love really good smelling men. That type of thing is great. Mm. Yeah, I got a thing about smells and teeth. I don't know what that is, but anyway. So, I mean, so what attracts you to whoever you're attracted to? Let me know. Anybody.
Wow.
Well,
you know
what?
I'll go first on that. I'll go first on that because Malika doesn't approach. I don't approach.
I don't either. I speak.
My answer.
Okay.
There's my answer. I don't. Now, if they approach me, then, you know, then I'll flirt a little bit. But,
okay.
Okay.
What makes you look at somebody twice, Malika? What makes you look at them twice? Like, you know, I'm observant. But what makes you go, oh, okay, and then look at them again? Like, what is it initially?
With me, well, you know I'm a little quirky, a little bizarre.
Yeah, you are. Not bizarre, y'all. She said it, not me. She said bizarre, y'all.
I want to go back to her other statement whenever y'all get a chance.
Wait. You want to go back to what, honey?
I want to go back to her other statement whenever y'all get a chance, whenever she's finished with her point. The statement about...
Oh, Lord.
The statement about...
Which one?
Malika doesn't approach. She put some emphasis on that. Like, that was a good thing.
I'm with you there, brother, because I want to hear the answer to that one.
I don't approach men either. I don't even know what that means. I don't approach men. Like,
we need to get to a point of reality. All women, you guys don't need to approach. Y'all have a sense that you turn on that puts us in the situation that we approach. And all decisions
really?
That have to do with relationships are really made by women. Men think they hunt women, and they don't hunt women. The woman decided to do whatever she's going to do with you long before you ever got there. So, you know, this idea that you guys don't approach, you know, you send telepathy to black people and, you know, to black men. So you don't have to approach.
You send telepathy?
Really? Not telepathy? Woo, Johnny, you better quit it.
My brother.
You better stop it. As
love,
we are tickled by that. We are tickled.
A female secret. I got five sisters.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, five sisters.
Turns me on? Go ahead.
Malika gets out of questions like this all the time, y'all. Let her finish, because she be getting out of shit. She will hum and ha, and then all of a sudden we're not talking to her about it no more. Go ahead, girl. You better finish your statement.
You know what really turns me on about a man?
Mm-hmm.
And it really, when he starts to speak and he's got something
mm-hmm.
to say,
mm-hmm.
I don't even care what he looks like at that point. I don't even care what he looks like at that point. But if he comes off powerful and he's got this strong view and he just feels like
mm-hmm.
he could be that rock in your life, you know, that turns me on. Like, I can't even begin to tell you.
I'm so sorry. All right, girl.
Power turns me on. It don't matter what he looks like, but power turns me on. So it's a conversation.
Well, say it one more time,
and
man.
I could just be
Wait, say it one more time slowly for the slow people.
I could be in earshot of him having a conversation with somebody else, or he's at a podium somewhere speaking, and I'm just turned on, like I got to have him, you know, but I'm not approaching. But like Lonnie said, we send out telepathy. I know what to send out to get him to look at me, and then he'll come and talk to me. So that turns me on more. I love a smart man. I love an intelligent man. I love a man that's just strong, where I know I can count on him, and he's going to be that rock. You know what I mean? And lead. Yeah. I do love a man that leads. I know some women want to lead. I ain't got to lead. I can be by your side.
And I ain't
got to
lead nothing.
And and I'm going to have a voice, most definitely, but that's me. Okay. I said what I had to say.
You know what, Malika? I just said the initial. We were going to get into all that, but I love that. But go ahead. Okay, everybody, go ahead.
Okay.
I said the
all
initial
right.
thing, like the thing. We can get into, like, the whole. Go ahead.
Frank?
I'm all right, just to backtrack a little bit. Your whole point about, you know that thing that you send off, that telepathy. See, the problem with that is it might be somebody else besides him that's checking out the signs you're throwing off. But for whatever reason, he didn't pick up on it like the next man. So it's the next man in your face that, swear to God, those signs were for him. And you end up missing your blessing. I say all this to say, I've been in 3 relationships in my whole life, and 2 of the ladies approached me, and I didn't think any less of them. I didn't take it the wrong way. I just handled it as it came, and it was a beautiful thing, and it didn't make them any more womanly. It was just they was about their business and wasn't going to miss their blessing. It's basically what I'm saying about talking to you that. So, what makes me approach a woman? I like confidence. I like a little extremism. What I mean by that, I mean, like, if everybody's doing one thing, she's doing another. You know what I mean? I like a little risk taker, I guess. She's not afraid to express herself. She has a presence about herself when she enters a room. You know what I mean? I like my sisters. In some instances, the darker the better. In some instances, as far as my preference, but as far as approaching a woman, it's just that vibe, you know. It's easy to be to be thirsty and just run down on anything because y'all outnumber us by a whole lot. But you know, to be able to, exhausting.
Freaking exhausting. You have no idea.
Brittany's like, we're so sorry.
Yeah, I know.
So, I'm sure it's so exhausting.
I mean, no, it's exhausting for me that we outnumber men, because it's like, whatever. They're like, next, and take a number, and let's see what you're talking about, and you in the back. Like, you know, it's just a lot.
Well, you know, I guess as the older brother in this situation, I'm just going to try to debunk a few untruths. First of all, men believe that they are the true powerful sexual animal, and it's not that way. You guys are the true power in the relationship situation and how it starts, how it gets built, what happens in it. And you guys make decisions. You know, my mother used to tell me, you know, once again, I really do have 5 sisters. And my mother used to tell me that women think 3 times for every thought that a man has. And we know sometimes our egos and our things make us think that we're outthinking women and that we're the guys doing the
the puppet pull and the string pull, and that's not really the case. Now, as far as what makes me attracted to a woman, there's a cadence to black women and a rhythm that when she's on her game, it's like the whole world is singing with her while she walks down the street, while she shops, while she gets her, she move, even the way she moves her hair or blinks at you, there's a cadence to it that is, you know, it has its own special beauty. And, you know, I agree with the brother when he says about my sisters, you know, because I think black women are the most special women on the earth. And, you know, that doesn't mean I don't respect, you know, other cultures' womanhood, but I understand that the power of a black woman is, you know, it's just, it really can't be compared. And I think it's got a lot to do with her cadence and her rhythm, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love that. Can y'all just be, like, hanging out with me? Like, can y'all just hang out and be like, yeah, black girl, yeah, black woman?
We got you.
Thank you. I need that sometimes. You know what? And like this, you know, I'm me all the time. I'm this goofy all the time. And so when I'm, like, overthinking a million things a minute, sometimes I'm like, really, is it this? Like, sometimes I'm not discussing it with people. I'm just maybe I'm overthinking a lot of stuff. Maybe that's what it is. But that's why we're here. We're talking about what's on Brittany's mind. Hey, it's a lot, people. This is, you know, this is what I go through all the time. So let me tell you how this question came about. I cannot share the names and the place. Anyway, it has to be vague because of how it happened. I was helping out at an audition. And so I'm signing people in, and I'm talking like I talk, how you doing, whatever. At the end of the audition, at the end of this particular person's audition, this dude's like, I don't know if this is appropriate, but, you know, can I ask for your phone number? Completely inappropriate at an audition, people, by the way. Don't ask for the auditor's phone number. Don't do it, because it's just wrong.
Yes.
But I was like, whatever. I was like, let's see what you're talking about. Needless to say, he's disappeared. You know, he sent me a text, like, I'm going to call you later, blah, 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 but he hasn't, so whatever. But I was just like, what made you think this was okay? Because I've talked to you just like I talked to everybody else. But anyway, so this just made me ask this question, like, what made him think, you know, he could, like, you know, roll up on me like that, and it was totally wrong. Because don't ever do it, everybody, by the way. Wait till the auditions are over and maybe stop them outside. But that might be stalking, so don't do it. Just hopefully you'll see the person again. Anyway. So anyway, this is why that question came about. Malika's like, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Anyway.
Don't do that.
It was crazy. I know you would say, don't do that. It was so crazy. I was like, what is happening? Like, He's trying to get a date and an audition. And by the way, his audition was bad. My friends were like, no, it was awful. So please don't mess with him. Anyway, so what okay, else was I thinking about, you all? Sorry. It was bad. Here's my question for everybody. What is one of your pet peeves? Me and my friends have been talking about this for weeks now. Like, what really bothers you about the opposite sex, about the person you're in a relationship with, about just in general? What's a pet peeve of yours?
Lying.
I love when y'all go,
Okay, not since we going there, let's go there. I cannot stand, and I mean I can't stand, the caricature of black womanhood created in America, this loud, multicolored, everything tight, upset all the time, can't ever be satisfied caricature that's been created of black womanhood. It bothers me to no end. You know, what's really bad is, I was raised by, you know, really powerful black women. My grandmother probably did more of my raising because she raised me and my mother at the same time. And I saw a type of strength, a quiet strength, that I need in a black woman now. And the problem is these sisters believe that, you know, this TV show Black Woman is the thing that's real. And it's partially our fault. You know, I go back to what the brother said earlier about us having some internal problems and things we got to deal with because we let them create this love and hip-hop woman who is not real. And is she not real, but she will end up hurting you. She can't raise your kids. She can't nurture you. She can't build you. She's not a foundation to stand on, and I got a real, real issue with it. Matter of fact, I'm a little old for the dating scene right now. I'm past the point of dating. You know, I don't date anymore. Let's put it like this. I don't actively date. But, you know, the sisters that I find now, I feel really sad for the young brothers on the choices that they have to take. It's really, really a sad thing, and I think that black women need to change that caricature, and they need to create their own image and recreate the image of black womanhood. That's my problem.
I mean, Lonnie, I love it. I'm like, listen, we're all not from Love and Hip Hop. Nobody wears that much makeup, first of all, ever. Like, that's not real, first of all. Let me just start with that. Nobody wears that much makeup all the time. It's just impossible, first. Second of all, stop it. I'm not that angry. I don't use the word bitch like that many times in a week, as much as they call each other bitches all day long on the show. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, stop it. And when you talk about that, Lonnie, it's like, I hate walking down the street and, you know, because this show is what's on Brittany's mind, I could be walking down the street thinking about something, and I hate for people to come up to me like, oh, you need to smile. Really? Why? Like, stop. Stop telling me what I need to do. You need to leave me alone. Like, I hate when people do that to me. It's so irritating. Because I could just be having a really intense thought. I'm not mad. I'm not angry about anything. I'm just thinking. And excuse me if my thinking face doesn't look like the Joker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not walking around laughing to myself. You would really think I'm crazy. So anyway, that's my thing. Sorry. Okay. Whoever.
No.
Come again.
<sorry.
laughs>
No.
This is Brittany.
No reason to be sorry.
Go ahead.
I thought it was the same thing.
Go ahead, Frank.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that there's no reason to be sorry. I go through the same thing with the whole smile thing. Like, just because of what I do, people, you know, people are always looking to see who I am or whatever. And if I'm not smiling, people are thinking that I'm upset about something. I've had people come up to me all the time, you know, like, what's wrong? Yeah, so I could totally relate.
I hate that. I'd rather you just say, hi, how you doing? Like, don't tell me to smile. Stop it.
I've actually gotten orders from my boss before to go home and work on smiling more just because. I look so unapproachable.
Oh,
yes.
Stop.
I mean.
I don't think you look unapproachable. I think you look like you're at work, like you're working. What's wrong with people?
I don't know. It's that it could just be that big black guy, white corporate America type syndrome where they feel like, you know, black people might not see it that way. But I'm also from New York, so it's my I feel like we get misjudged sometimes. people think we're way more aggressive than how we tend to come off. That might have something to do with it. But
maybe.
What I don't like about women, I don't like lies. I don't like, you know, women swear up. Women swear up and down that they're way more slick than men. And for the most part, that's true because I know a lot of those guys. But
I know a lot of women out here that, you know, try and manipulate or get over and see what you can do for them, and you know, just for lack of a better word. So that is one very big pet peeve of mine. Just putting yourself out there to be exposed in that light. Another pet peeve is just too much phoniness. Just too much, like you were talking about makeup, too much hair. I can't even hug you or, you know, lay in a bed with you because it's all over my shirt and my pillowcase. You know, like,
just really
too much. And big pet peeve is, for me, is definitely what you said earlier about smells. I don't, as being a lady, I don't ever want to smell. So I think those are my top three. Outside of that,
I got you.
I think outside of that, you can work it out. Don't lie to me. Don't be too phony and don't smell. You know.
So. I love it. That's real simple, and I so agree with you with those three. Don't lie to me. Don't be phony and don't stink. That's my thing. Stop it.
What I mean by being phony is like some women, you know, they need some enhancements, and that's fine. You know what I mean? But don't be afraid of who you are. Like, you know, if this is what it is, you know, find a way to work with that and just work it out and find the confidence in you to where other people see the beauty in you. And just leave it at that.
Yeah,
don't feel like the answer is at the tip of some lipstick, you know, or some extra rouge or whatever you call it these days. You know, just.
I love it. He has no idea what we're talking about, ladies. He said rouge. I love it.
But
I love you said rouge.
Anyway,
those
are my points. Yeah.
I got you. Thank you, Frank. I like Frank.
I like
Frank. All right, Frank. All right. Huh? Malika, dear. Are you there?
Oh, like yes.
Malika goes,
yes.
She's really thinking, y'all.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm like running the board here and listening to Brittany's deep questions at the same time, so my brain is like multitasking.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's multitasking, y'all.
My pet peeve with men is deception. I don't like it. I don't like deception, and I don't like finding out that I couldn't count on you. That you weren't who you said you were, or, you know, that you turn out not to be that rock or that person that I could really count on. That disappointment, I think disappointment is worse, is next to death. Disappointment is next to death to me, that
but don't
feeling.
You think, yeah, the disappointment is basically because they lied. You know what I'm saying? Because it's down to being a liar, like not doing what you said you were going to do in the first place. So you just lied, you know?
Yeah. I have a real problem with that. Like, Frank has a problem with women lying. I got a serious problem with men who deceive and who just end up really disappointing you, not really being there for you like they said they would. And though you've like knocked yourself out to show that, you know, you've got their back and you'll be there, and then when it's time for them to really show it to you, they don't. You know, you darn near want to kill them. Like, for real? You just wasted
what, a year of my life or 2 years of my life, I want to kill you. You know, and
you know, wonderful ladies. I have a previous engagement that I have to go to, and I didn't want to just kind of leave you guys. It was a really beautiful night.
Thank you, Lonnie.
And I want to thank you guys, and I will be with you till the end, Brittany and Malika. And my brother, I had a lot of respect for you being the age that you are with the wisdom that you carry. It's a good thing to know that young black brothers are hanging out like you. So, just thanks for
that.
No problem, black man. No problem.
I will see you ladies.
No,
Frank, we got to say goodbye to Lonnie because he be running out on us all early and stuff. It's okay.
This week, we love you, Lonnie.
We have a heavy schedule.
Love you too, girls. Bye bye.
Okay.
Hey, brother, you definitely take care of yourself, man. And I hope a lot of the younger generation gets to the place where you are in knowledge and wisdom, brother, because you are definitely a good role model for us as young brothers to take after, man. And much peace and respect to you too, brother. I appreciate you.
All right.
Wow. Thank you.
So, we're not done with you, Frank. We're almost done though.
But that's my pet peeve. That's my pet peeve with opposite sex. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So, you guys, listeners out there, we so appreciate you because this is What's on Brittany's Mind today. This is What's on Brittany's Mind segment, Mind Mondays. I love it. And I love that we all are at that thing about lying. Like, especially, I feel like, why do you lie when I ask you a direct question? I hate that. You fabricated some answer after I've asked you a direct question is the worst to me. And so I have one fool who have the nerve to tell me because I knew you couldn't handle the real answer. I said, you know what, fool, I wouldn't ask a question if I couldn't handle the answer. You understand what I'm saying? Like, don't turn it around on me. That's the other thing, like lying and then trying to turn around and make it look better for you because, it's exhausting. So I'm over it. What else was on Brittany's mind today? These were the things that were, like, running around in the back of my head this week with the Republican and then the Democratic National Convention, this whole idea of, like, a black fit. Like, maybe I should pack my stuff up. I don't know if I could. Where would I go? Like, these are things I was thinking about. What would we do? And, you know, what can we deal with in these things called relationships? It's a tangled web we weave out here, everybody. It doesn't have to be this complicated, y'all. Tell the truth. Be upfront with people. You know, don't lie. Don't make it up. Ladies, you can wear a little less makeup sometimes. I mean, you know, men, do what you're going to do, man. You know, just don't lie. Really, am I summing it up in like 2 seconds? It's not that easy or simple, but it could be. We don't have to make everything so complicated. I feel like that too. Like, sometimes things are made complicated that don't have to be. I don't know. Do you all feel that way at all?
Yeah, I do.
Definitely.
Okay.
Frank,
I thought it was
just
me.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, we definitely make things more complicated than they have to be. I think a lot of times, depending on the situation, that we don't weigh things out for what they truly are. Like, your expectations for somebody else are just what they are. It's just your expectations. That doesn't mean that this person is really this person. You know what I mean? And a lot of people end up letting themselves down or fooling themselves by not taking, you know, what they're giving, but trying to draw this picture of what that makes any sense.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do we have any people, any listeners asking any questions, Malika? Did they have any comments that we wanted to hear about today? I know you're on the board.
Well,
or,
I did.
Were they cussing me out?
No, I did get a few comments and questions in the inbox. One question was Frank single? I believe I said that at the beginning of the show, but Frank, if you want to elaborate.
Wow, Frank.
You definitely said that because I heard it at the beginning of the show, but it's okay. Yeah, I'm single. I've been single for 4 years.
Really? 4 years?
4 years.
Yeah, 4 years. I'm not proud
of it. You
find
a difference? Oh, you're not proud of it. You're
not
proud of it.
I'm not proud of it, meaning I would rather be in a relationship in love, talking marriage, if not married, the kids and all that. That's what I would prefer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But you know, I'm not going to get this age and just, you know, make a mistake I could have made 20 years ago and, you know, bump my head in that.
Or settle, right? Or just settle.
Right.
And just be like, all right, whatever. That's
right.
What I say, Frank. Frank, are we the same person? Frank, have we been in a past life or something? Frank, you might need to come back next week and talk to Psychic Mike. We have Psychic Mike on. He'd be like, do I know Frank? Like, I'm going to ask Psychic Mike, do I know Frank from, like, a past life? Anyway, never mind. I'm sorry. That's another. That's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Yeah, we need to have Psychic Mike. We need to have Frank on for Psychic Mike.
Right.
And see what's going on.
For what? What's this?
We have a psychic on every first Monday of the month. And his name happens to be Mike. So I'm like, it's always Psychic Mike first Mondays. And so he talks about past life and how you really keep meeting the same people that you've interacted with or met in past lives, and you keep meeting them. And it's so funny. It's like when I meet people, like I read a book years ago called There Are No Accidents. There's a reason why you're talking to us. There's a reason why we all met. There's a reason why we're doing this show, because it's all connected to, like, your whole past lives and whatever, whatever. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But anyway,
okay. It's
interesting.
Okay.
You might have to call back on Psychic Monday.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
All that to say,
he's pretty amazing.
All that to say, you might have to call back next week. So.
Okay.
You
send me the invite.
Yeah. Hey, at this point, you're always invited, Frank. You have a standing invitation.
Yes.
Mondays, 7:30.
Yes,
we are here. So Malika, before
yes.
we go, we're not going to keep you too long. We're going to respect your time, Frank. Malika, what are you up to this week, or what's going on? Because I know you're going to keep it a secret. What's going on?
What I got going on this week? You know, I'm gonna be spending some family time, connecting with the nieces and nephews, and I got family coming in the following week from New York.
Ooh, nice.
You know, so I'm planning out a whole itinerary for them.
Okay.
And yeah,
nice.
So I think the next couple weeks is definitely going to be about family.
Family time. I
definitely
love it.
About family.
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, what's going on with you for the next couple weeks? What's going on with you? This is what we do at the end. We talk about our week for, you know, what's going on.
for the next couple of weeks. I'm really just I'm working these next couple of weeks, and I don't really have anything planned until September, my birth month, and then I'm going to be out of the country.
You're
going to be out of the country.
Yeah, I'm going back to see my people. I got people in Trinidad. I'm up to see Trinidad.
So, I've never been there. That sounds exciting.
So Trinidad. Okay, let me tell you, I have much respect. for people from Trinidad, because I have started a business, and my first business partner was from Trinidad. And he brought on a whole bunch of people from Trinidad, and we just exploded in Los Angeles. So I feel like I'm a Trinidadian. I feel like I do.
You're honorary. I love
because,
it.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And they welcome me into their home. And you know, first I couldn't understand a word they were saying to me, but the one thing we understood was money. Was money. That was only common ground. And let me tell you, so then we became just tight. And our team just exploded across the country, and it was majority people from Trinidad. So let me tell you, I love y'all.
That is so cute. I love y'all.
Very good year.
She loves y'all.
Good year.
Yes. Let's see.
Yes.
Next week I'm doing more. Okay. I love it, Malika. I'm going to tell y'all what I'm doing next week. I'm preparing for my birthday month, which is August.
All right.
And I take all invites seriously for my birthday month, or all requests to cook for me very seriously, Frank. I'm sorry, let me skip that. My birthday is August 3rd.
Does that make you a Leo or a Virgo?
Yes, sir. I'm a Leo.
She's a Leo.
I love how you say it like that, Malika. I don't know what that means. But whatever.
She's a Leo.
I'm totally preparing for my birthday month. I'm ready. I'm well rested. Because let's do it. I celebrate from August until this time next year. Hey, I don't care. You know, it's fine. So, yeah, everybody, that's what's happening with us. Frank, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you coming on the show with us and sharing a little bit of what's on Brittany's mind. As you see, it's kind of a lot sometimes. But we appreciate you going with the flow, giving your opinion. We like Frank, right, Malika?
Yes, we did.
and now she likes you even more because you have family from Trinidad. So now it's like, oh, now you family. So to all the listeners out there, we always appreciate you for listening. We thank you. Email us with your questions that you want to ask. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. Yeah, I always have questions, but maybe y'all have some questions for us. So that would be cool, too. I don't know, one of these days, not yet, Malika may be putting me on the spot to ask me one of my deep, thought-provoking questions for the week. But right now, I'm good. I'm good. I have, like, a million. Again, Frank, thanks again for being
thank
here.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
You are so
thank
welcome.
You
hopefully
thank
you'll
you
come back.
Yes,
you're welcome
yes,
back anytime.
Yes.
Next
just
week is Psychic Mike Monday. Oh, sure. Psychic Mike next Monday at 7:30. And Malika, as always, have a great week, honey.
Yes. As always, you too.
Will.
You and Frank have
thank
an amazing
you.
Week.
amazing week.
Thank
okay,
you.
Ladies.
And all our listeners.
All right.
All our listeners have an amazing week. Thank you for joining us.
Be safe out there. This is 30 plus. What the fuck, man?
Me and Eric B was cooling at the Palladium, seen an old world cover girl. I said, hey lady, I'm sorry if you're in a rush. Don't let me hold you up or intervene or interrupt. But you got the look, I want to get to know you better. I had to let her know, but yo, I didn't sweat her. Cause if you would've seen what I was saying, almost looked Korean, but European. When she spoke, her accent was self-explanatory. Even her body language told a story. Her name was Mahogany, twin's name was Ebony. I said, my name is Ra, and this is Eric B. Since the music was loud, I said, let's take a walk, so we could talk and see New York. Showtime didn't start until 1 o'clock, but once I entered your mind, I wouldn't want to stop. Caress your thoughts till we were thinking the same. Calm your nerves, massage your brain. Each moment's a mineral, poetry, protein, versus the vitamin effects like codeine. Then tell me how you feel when I reveal a pill that'll heal your pain. Cause I'm real, she must have OD'd cause she couldn't resist. She spoke slowly when she told me this. She said, over me, I'm going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse Mahogany. So I prescribed her something to revive. I'm surprised that she's live, but and much more wiser. From the light I shine when the brain cells spark constantly, so she can glow in the dark. Then soon you can represent the moon. As long as I keep you in tune, I'll tell you who you are and why you're here. Take it in stride, cause it might take a year. It's funny how time flies when you're having fun. We got close and it was almost one. She kissed me slow, but you know how far a kiss can go. Fuck around and miss the show. So I told her to hold that thought real tight. We could finish what we left off later on tonight. Back to the scene of the crime on time. As they introduced the fiend of a rhyme, she stood in the crowd with a bird's eye view of me, thinking of later on of what she could do to me. The back of the room, I could see her eyes gloom, patient but hoping that the show was over soon. As the place was ripped in half, she made her way to the front row. So I said, let's go. I packed my mic as they screamed for an encore. The speakers was blown, plus my mic was sore. Besides, I got places to go, ladies to see. And she could tell me how crazy she was over me. We drove off, she said she liked the way that I performed, and couldn't wait to get soft and warm. I said, I was watching you, watching me. Looks I received made it hard to MC. I could take a hint, so I knew that she wanted my agony, agony, agony in her body. Showed her some sights, then I took her to the condo. She was piping hot, but I kept my calm. So she asked how come I don't smile. I said, everything's fine, but I'm in a New York state of mind. As we reached the kingdom, she said, bring some champagne. She'll entertain, then sing some sentimental songs real gentle. It hit the spot, and you know where it went to. As we embraced, I felt the heart pumping. I knew she was in the mood for something. So I laid on my back and relaxed. It wasn't a perillon that made her collapse over me. She was going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse Mahogany.